So, reading from chapter 2 of Romans on page 1129 at verse 12. Chapter 2, verse 12. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it's those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them. This will take place on the day when God judges people's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. Okay, so Andy, over to you.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here. What's going to be happening is I'm going to be putting some pictures on the board. So it'd be helpful if you're a little child to come and sit near the front. That way you can help me. Brilliant. Do you want to have a sit just here? That's perfect. You can help me with some of the questions. You'll get a much better view of the pictures. And that'll be really helpful. While they're doing that, just to flag up to the grown-ups, on the back of the service sheet, I've written a little sermon summary. Obviously, we're only scratching the surface to a degree on this passage for the second half of Romans 2. There's a little bit more on there for you to read when you get home, and hopefully will be of some use to you when you meet for growth groups in the week, when you'll be looking at the whole of chapter 2 together. Now, what we're going to do this afternoon is have a little think about some of those words we had read from the Bible. They're written by a guy called Paul, and he was writing to some of his Christian friends. And he tells us something very interesting about Jesus. Something very interesting about Jesus. Now, when you hear the name Jesus, or you see the words, what do you think of when you hear about Jesus? Yeah, what about him? What picture comes in your mind when you hear the name Jesus? King, brilliant.
Very good.
Very good, yeah. Any other things? Yeah.
Lord,
absolutely. I've got pictures here of some of the things that come to my mind. Sometimes when I hear the name Jesus, I think of Jesus being born in a stable. When do we particularly remember about Jesus being born? Christmas time, isn't it? And that's just a couple of months away, and we'll particularly think about Jesus being born. Sometimes we think, well, Jesus, he taught some amazing things, didn't he? When we learn about him in the Bible, Jesus was a brilliant teacher. Sometimes we read about him in the Bible, he also did some amazing miracles, didn't he, to prove to us that he was God. What miracle do you think that one is? Yeah, absolutely right. They were caught in a storm, weren't they? And Jesus said, shh. And the waves and the wind stopped straight away. Amazing miracle worker, Jesus. And then, of course, we think, well, also he is the one who died on the cross. Remember that he died, but also on the third day, the tomb was empty and he rose again. All those things are true about Jesus, and that he's our Lord and our King. All those things are true about Jesus. But the thing is, the thing that Paul reminds us about in our Bible reading is something else about Jesus. And I think it's something about Jesus we don't think about all that often. And it's this. Paul writes to his Christian friends and he says, remember that Jesus is the judge. Now, I guess we don't think about that all very often, but Paul says it's really important. Paul says it's part of the gospel, part of the good news about Jesus. Now, when I think of a judge, I think of someone a bit like this. So he wears a funny wig, he sits in a law court, and he makes judgments. He decides if someone has done something right or wrong, and what should happen as a result. So what if this man is brought into the court because he's been caught stealing something? What judgment should the judge make? Yeah. Oh, brilliant. That's exactly what I thought as well. Exactly. He should put him into jail, shouldn't he? As the judge, he decides that what he's done is wrong, and therefore he should go to jail. But in our Bible reading, Paul calls Jesus a judge, but not a judge in the court like that. He says he's the judge, and he will judge our hearts. Now, When we think of a heart, we think of the thing in our body. Which, does anyone know where the heart is in that picture? Do you want to come and show me? Okay, you're absolutely right. We'll come on to that in just a moment. That's a brilliant answer. Because sometimes when we hear the word heart, we think the thing that pumps blood around our body. But that's not what Paul means. He means about what we try and do, and sometimes what we don't do very well at doing. You see, what he says is Jesus is the judge of our hearts. He looks at our hearts and sees what we're really like. Now, on the outside, we can see what people are like because we listen to what they say or we see what they do. But Jesus can judge our hearts because he can see on the inside. See the times when we try and do things, but we can't do them. See the times when we do things, when maybe we shouldn't do them. Jesus sees the secrets in our hearts of what we think and feel when no one else around us can actually see those things. And what Jesus does as the judge is he makes a judgment. He makes a decision, and this is it. When he looks at our heart, he says, well, have they got a clean heart, and therefore they are right with God, or have they got a dirty heart? That's what Paul was saying. And to help us understand, he says, look, I want you to think about the Pharisees. Now, I've got a picture of some Pharisees. These were the teachers, the Jewish teachers. These were like the church leaders of their day. And if anyone could make the argument that surely my heart is clean, surely I'm right with God, it would be these guys. And here's what they said. They said, well, I'm going to be right with God because my great, 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 great grandfather was Abraham. And he's pretty special in God's eyes. And I'm also related to a guy called Noah. Perhaps you've heard about him in the Bible as well. And not only do I have great relatives, actually, we are the people that God gave the Ten Commandments to. So God must think we're amazing, they think. We must be special. We must be right with God. And Paul says, well, none of those things actually matter. None of those things really matter. You see, when Jesus is the judge, he looks at our hearts. And what Paul says with these guys is that there's a problem. You see, they teach other people to be generous. They look quite generous on the outside, but actually, on the inside, the secret places, they're sometimes greedy. And he says, look, you teach other people to love and be generous and help other people, but on the inside, really, you're very angry with them. And so what Paul says, because of these things, you may think you're right with God, but actually your heart is dirty. Jesus sees those things. And so are they right with God? Well, no, they're not. But that was the Pharisees then. What about you and me today? When Jesus looks at our hearts as the judge, does he think we're right with God or not? Well, we might give all sorts of reasons why we think we might be right with God. We might say, well, look, I know that I was baptized as a baby. That makes me right with God. Or here I am in church today. Surely that makes me right with God. Or if you saw me singing earlier when Izzy was doing the actions, well, surely that makes me right with God. And as we're hearing from Ben earlier, well, I have been reading my Bible and I have been saying my prayers. So surely all those things make me right with God. And if that's not enough, I'm even quite kind to my brother or sister sometimes. And we might think all those things mean that our heart is clean. But we're reminded that Jesus is the judge and he looks on the inside. And as good as all these things are, they are good things, aren't they, to be doing. When Jesus looks at the secrets of our hearts, we're a bit like the Pharisees. You see, sometimes we might look generous on the outside, but actually on the inside, we're still greedy. We might look lovely and kind on the outside, whoops, but on the inside, we're actually getting really angry with people. And so when Jesus judges our hearts, actually, they're just as dirty as the Pharisees. So are we right with God? Well, no, because our hearts are dirty. Well, if that's the problem, what are we going to do about it? That's the question, isn't it? What can we do about that? Well, what's this a picture of? Dirty dishes. And we know Amy's pretty good at cleaning dishes, isn't it? So if dishes are dirty, we just get Amy to come and clean them. But the problem is it's not dirty dishes. The problem is a dirty heart. And we might think, well, maybe I should go and see the doctor because maybe he could put a plaster on it. But that's not going to solve the problem. Even taking some disgusting medicine is not going to solve the problem. Even having heart surgery is not going to solve the problem. See, because Jesus is the judge and he sees what we're like on the inside, the thing we need to realize is that we can't do anything about it ourselves. But the good news is that it's already been done. It's already been done. Come on now. Oh. It's already been done. A lot better than that. And let me tell you why. Because Jesus is not only our judge. There's something wonderful about Jesus as well. You see, all through this letter to his Christian friends in Rome, Paul reminds us again and again about something else wonderful about Jesus. We were thinking earlier, weren't we, that Jesus was born in a manger and he did amazing miracles and he taught amazing things and he died on the cross and he rose again. And because of those things, we know also that Jesus is our... Now, are you ready for this? This might be the biggest word you've ever seen, okay? Jesus is our righteousness, okay? Now, it's a big word. It took me a very long time to paint. But actually, it means something very, very simple. It means that Jesus is the one who can make us right with God. Jesus is the one who can clean our hearts, even though they're dirty. See, Keith wouldn't be able to do that, would he? Keith couldn't clean coal. And actually, our hearts are like that coal. We cannot clean them ourselves. But Jesus is our righteousness, and he can give us a clean heart. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he took all our unrightness with God, all our dirty heart stuff, himself. And he swaps that for a clean heart for anyone who loves and follows him. So all we need to do is come to Jesus. We say, look, Jesus, I can't bring anything. I can't do anything. I've got empty hands. That's what we say to Jesus. Please, will you make me right with God? And the most amazing thing happens is that Jesus says, of course I will. I love you. That's exactly what I want to happen. You can be right with God. And the way he does that, it tells us in our passage, is by his Holy Spirit. See, washing up liquid isn't going to clean our hearts. Medicine isn't going to clean our hearts. But the Holy Spirit is the one who can make our hearts clean. Now, what that means is that anybody who's a Christian, anybody who has put their trust in Jesus, anybody who said, Jesus, please will you forgive me? Please will you make my heart clean? Please will you make me right with God? Jesus says, I would love to do that for you. So we can all be right with God. We can all have clean hearts because of what Jesus has done. So Jesus is our judge. Jesus is also our righteousness. He's the one who can make us right with God. He is our right with Godness. Thank you very much for your help. Shall I say a prayer as we finish? Okay, hands together, eyes closed. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you that he died on the cross, rose again, and is alive today. Thank you for the reminder that he is our judge and he looks at the secrets of our hearts. But thank you too that he is our righteousness and he can make us right with you. Amen.